I'm trying to love November, or at least make peace with it. Each year, I mourn the end of daylight savings time and grumble about the painfully early sunsets. Only the hardiest few roses remain in the gardens in town, and the sidewalks are slippery with fallen leaves. Plenty of people have cleared out in search of someplace warmer. But this is my home. I have nowhere else to go. Melville wrote, "Whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in your soul, then it's time to take to the sea as soon as you can." I can only imagine how magical it must have seemed for those whalers of yore as they sailed further southward, approaching the equator as their home port grew ever colder and darker by the day. Well, those sailors are long gone, as are their families who waited for their return. But their houses remain, their logbooks, and their letters. And when the days get shorter and the tourists depart, you can feel the old soul of these scraggly, sandy places seeping out around the edges. The past seems closer to the surface in November. Leaving this part of the world and sailing for the South Seas is out of the cards for me. Instead of taking to a ship, I usually settle on a long November walk, one that makes the most of our limited daylight. This time of year is perfect for long walks just for the sake of walking, without a destination, just to feel the sun on your face and your body moving. When I am somewhere untamed, the dunes or the moors or some other expansive place, I feel like I'm just the right size. I don't take up too much space. I'm not too loud. The roar of the ocean and the wind and the grasses will always be louder. I'm not too quiet either. When I'm in a wild place like this, I am exactly where I am supposed to be. The other day, I went out into the dunes to catch up with some friends. I have been lucky enough to find people who share my belief in a curative power of a long, meandering walk. The kind of walk that's so long that you're not sure if you're ever going to make it home. And after a while, you don't even worry about where you're going, or even if you might return. If we got lost, we could always follow the shoreline. As we walked, on and off in silence, our long November shadows stretched across the sand. The light in November, limited as it is, glows warm. But signs of the new season were already all around us. Already a seal carcass or two sat nestled in the sand, picked over by scavengers. Already the winter birds were arriving. Familiar paths that we followed in summer looked different. The wind and the tide and the light all conspiring to reinvent this place. Out here, you don't need to travel southward for a change of scenery. All you have to do is wait. At the end of our walk, a blanket of stars fell across the November sky. We tried to remember the constellations we learned as children, the same ones those ancient sailors would have searched for on cloudless nights. Illuminated by starlight, with the wind at our backs, November now didn't seem nearly so dark and drizzly. We had followed the stars and made it home.